Amen. Amen. So tonight we have been in a conference, revival, or whatever you want to call it, called Breakthrough Empowerment. And I just had something just burning in my spirit for so long. And this morning the Lord woke me up and gave me two words. And I had to go another way. And I was like, uh-oh. He's never done that to me before, but I knew it was him because he woke me up and said, get out of bed. I got to tell you something. So I got up. But I want to talk to you tonight on breakthrough empowerment, the empowerment of the breaker anointing. All right. The empowerment of the breaker anointing. There is a breaker anointing. If you don't have that breaker anointing, you're going to get broke through here tonight. And tomorrow when your same problem faces you, you will not break through it again. But if you get a breaker anointing on you, and you get the boldness and the strength and the power that God has on your life, you will face it every day. You'll just live in it.
All right.
You'll live in anointing to break through. How many of y'all need some breakthrough? How many of y'all got some bad habits? Listen, when I got through with this, I cried. It preached to me. We all got bad habits. We all got things we need to break out of and break through. And go through. But it's a going through. And it has to have the anointing. What is the anointing? Burden removing. Yoke destroying. Power of God. Let's say it again. What is the anointing? Yoke destroying. Power of God. It is the burden removing. Yoke destroying. Power of God. If you live in that anointing daily, you will do exploits for God. And I'll show you in just a minute. Now, turn with me to chapter 2, verse 3. Micah, that's in the Old Testament, Chad. He knows I'm playing with him. That's in the Old Testament. Micah 2, 3. And the Bible says here, it says, the breaker has come up. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up. They have passed through the gate and they are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. I'm going to say that again. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them and the Lord is the head of them. One who breaks open the way will go up before you. He will break through the gate so you can go through. The king is going to pass through for you. He is the head. Now the word breakthrough means this. It means increase.
Yes. Come on.
It means infrequent.
Yeah.
It means outburst.
Yes.
It means overflow.
All right.
It means sinks and spreads. It means spread abroad.
Yes.
It means tear down. It means go through. It means tore down. It means urgent.
All right.
It means urgent. When we see here, we're looking at an image of not a conquest, but a place of deliverance. Now these people, they had been imprisoned. They had been imprisoned with fear. And they were in the Babylonian thing. And they I'm not going to go into all that story, but they were in prison with this. But the breaker, the anointed breaker came through. The king came through, opened up the gate, and made a way for them to go through.
Yes.
And you're going to have to go through.
Okay.
We think it's going to be poof, and I'm there. But you're going to have to go through. That's why I tell you, and I told you the last time I spoke, it's not just a meeting. It is a season.
Yes. All right.
It is a season.
Yes.
That's why you have to be anointed for it. You have to be empowered with the anointing of God for it. Now, the Holy Spirit, when it is deposited in the earth, it breaks into all the natural realms. And the anointing is the Holy Spirit that gets a hold of you.
Yes.
And so it breaks into all natural realms. And it gives you power that you never had before. This type of anointing will stop every obstacle that gets your way. Instead of standing there looking at the obstacle and being afraid of it, it's going to get out of your way. Why? You have an anointing on you to go through. All right, now, It shakes everything. It loosens individuals. And it brings the church to its destiny. It will bring the church to its destiny. It's a non-stop, hell-raising, fighting thing that's going to get on you, that you'll stand bold, on fire, blazing the earth with the power of God in your life. God don't need another Christian. I'll say it again. God don't need another Christian. He needs a person with burden removing, yoke destroying power of God in their lives to be displayed in this earth so His glory can fill the earth. Amen. Now, number one, the breaker anointing is the core for your advancement. When I say go through, that means you're not going to stay in the same place you always are. You're going to have to move. Now, the breaker has already gone out before you. He's opened up the way through the gate. And there, what am I talking about when I say gates? Gates of everything in your life. There's all kind of gates in your life. There's eye gate, ear gate. That's the one that all the demons are always talking through. Your eyes, your ears. And they're always around. But at the gate, God is going through. He opens up the way. He breaks through the gate. In this chapter, we see that they were confined. They were in prison. They were held up. But let me tell you what Jesus said one time. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He's anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the sick and the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and open up the prison doors to those who are captive." That takes a breakthrough anointing. There are habits, there are sins, there are things sitting among us tonight that needs broke through.
Yeah.
It needs an anointing breaker on it.
Yeah.
Because it's a breaker that you'll never go, if you're breaking and you're going through, you're never going back. So once you go through, you don't go back to that thing again. Amen? Whew! At the gates today are tremendous warfare. At your gates, there are demonic oppression that's trying to control what God's supernatural spirit is trying to tell you right this moment.
Amen.
Right now, it's talking to you. Right now, it's talking to you. But where the breaker occupies an area, our belief system gets revolutionized. Our atmosphere is transformed. You heard the breaker anointing a while ago. Because we were going up. The breaker anointed had opened the gates of heaven. And we were there in His presence. Because when you go through and get in His presence, that's where the power is. You understand? Let me tell you what power it will give you with the breaker anointing. In this past century, I don't know if you've ever read her book. Mary Woodworth Edder was a powerful healing evangelist. And she would go into a city, and for a 50-mile radius, the glory of God would come down like a cloud. And signs and wonders would happen all over the place. Now, if you ever read her book, she was a simple preacher. She wasn't deep. Very broken language. Pastor, you think that's bad? It ain't bad. It ain't bad when you go in a city in 50-mile radius of the glory of God. But that would happen. Because why? The breaker anointing was on her. The breaker anointing was with her. She could be thrust into any spear, and all of a sudden, miracles for 50 miles, that'd take this whole city. She'd come in here in the glory of God, not just sit here, but it spread out all over the city. But she had a personal relationship with the anointing. The Holy Spirit was her friend. Some of you don't even know Him. Have no idea about Him. You're scared of Him. Oh my. I don't want to speak in tongues. You don't have to. You can know Him without that. It is the evidence. You know Him. Because you talk His language, you know. You got to talk to Him the way He talks. And that's the way He talks. He is a spirit. He is a spirit. Okay? But the breaker anointing is so important. It's important because you've got to allow the Spirit of God to have presence in your life so that the supernatural walks around with you all day long. See, the problem with us is this. We go in and out of the supernatural. We get in the natural, we get mad.
Yeah.
We get aggravated. We get a bill come in.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store. Kids. And we get out of that supernatural realm. So we're back and forth. But if we get the anointing, the breaker anointing, where we can break out of the natural into the supernatural. Okay, I got a bill today. So what? Hallelujah. It's going to be paid.
Yes.
It's going to be paid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't feel good today. I don't feel good today. Listen, yesterday morning I got up. I have a problem. I have a food allergy problem. And, you know, I brought the problem on. And so I get up yesterday morning. I thought I was going to have to go to the emergency room. I was hurting so bad. But I want you to know.
Yes.
I drug it. And I got in here, and the breaker anointing got on me. I didn't stay home and say, I may have to go to the emergency room. I did not, because I knew that the breaker anointing was going to come on me. I was going to have a good day. I was going to feel better, because that anointing flew open the gate of healing. And when healing comes, I was healed. I'm here today, ain't I? Here today, and God help you to desire that 50-mile radius, when you walk in a place, that you can cover a city with the glory of God. Just you. Say, that's me.
That's me.
That's right. But let me tell you, the first thing you got to have the breaker anointing, is a great boldness. A great boldness. Listen to me. A boldness that empowers His people in the extraordinary and brings freshness to your weariness, your doubt, your unbelief, your stress, your negative attitudes, your fear, and anything that holds you captive, it will release it and you will soar with freedom.
Hey.
Now, whispers will become roars of the Lion of Judah. Wails of boldness will rise up and will be resounding. The anointing takes on from form, it takes on the form of weakness and makes it strong.
Yes.
You understand? Now let me give you a story. Turn with me to 1 Samuel. Thank you, Brother Pepper. 1 Samuel. Why don't you turn in there? 1 Samuel 17, verse 14. I'm going to tell you about a guy here. His name is David. This guy had the breaker anointing on him throughout his entire life. And here we find his brothers are his older brothers had went out to war. There was three older brothers. You can read that in there. Three older brothers had went out to war, and they were fighting. They were fighting with Saul. They followed the ministry of Saul. They followed Saul, and they were out there fighting. And you know the story about the big old giant problem. The big giant problem come along, and it was just whooping them bad. I mean, whooping them bad. And it says here, David was the youngest son, and his three oldest followed Saul. But David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistines drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and even. And then Jesse said to David, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of dried grain and those 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp. And carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000. And see how your brothers are doing," in other words. "And bring them back." In other words, go take your brother some pizza. Eat a pizza.
Come on.
Cheese and bread. What's that?
Pizza.
He's going to be the pizza delivery boy. All right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now Saul and they all, men of Israel, were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep and the keeper to these things, and Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to fight and shouting for battle. For Israel and the Philistines drawn up in battle array, and army was against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers.
Yeah.
Kind of bold, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you was a pizza delivery boy, would you be running into a battle? Them screaming. Okay, now listen. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled for him and were dreadfully afraid. David walked into a terrifying, fearful situation. The pizza boy come to mama's house, and they were shooting each other. He come into a fearful and terrible situation. Now, all the men of Israel fled with dreadful fear. So the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him. He will give him the daughter, and he will give him his house, and all the he'll exempt him from taxes."
Yeah.
That sounds like a good deal to me. I might got bold in that situation. He's going to exempt him from taxes. Then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for this man who kills the Philistine?" He said, He said, "Okay, tell me some more." And he takes away the said, "Done for the man who kills the Philistine, takes a reproach from Israel. For who is the uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the living God?" Who is this jerk that's defying God's army? You know, we ain't got there yet. Who is the jerk that's defying God's army?
Come on, man. Yeah.
Who's pushing God's army around?
Come on.
And the people answered him in this manner, saying, "So shall it be done for the man who kills him." Now Eliab's oldest son, and it goes on, why did he come down here and go on over there? Let me see. Let's go over to, wait a minute. Let me stop because I don't want to get too deep in this. All right. And David said, so he sat there talking to him about it and everything. And David said, "What have they done now? Is there a cause? Is there a purpose? Is there a good cause here?" Now he's only going to fight somebody's battle that ain't a purpose behind it. There ain't a good cause. Because that's all we do. Now, all of us, we always fighting battles that we shouldn't even be fighting. Okay? But here's a battle with a cause. It's bigger than he is. A lot bigger than he ever thought. And he said, "Is there a cause?" Then he turned from them toward another and said the same thing to the other people. Is there a cause? Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine." He will go and fight. He said, "Don't worry about it, King Saul. I got you back, man. I got you back. Don't worry about it."
Yeah.
Hadn't seen, hadn't heard, but let me tell you something about it. Listen, in verse 45, it says, "You come up to me," he says to the Philistine. This is the battle now. His boldness. Remember, he had a boldness.
Yeah.
Here comes the battle. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come up to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord." I ain't got a pistol. I ain't got a machine gun. You big guy. And I'm a little root looking fella. I don't look like a winner. But he says, "I come in the name of the Lord." What do you mean, defiling the armies of God? "This day I will deliver you into the hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give you carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds. I'll give your body to the birds."
Oh.
Now that was bold, wasn't it? "I'm going to take your body. I'm going to chop it up. I'm going to give it to them, the birds, to eat. I'm going to throw you out to the wolves." David. Goliath. Picture it. Goliath with the big shoe. When he come out, boom, boom, the earth shook when he would step. And he's looking at him saying, "You don't have anything in your hand to fight me with?" And he's looking at him. But he said, then as the assembly, let's go to 47. "Then all assemble and shall know that the Lord does not save with a sword and a spear, for the battle is the Lord's and he will give it into our hands." David knew The anointing, the breaker of the anointing. He said, the battle is not mine, it is the Lord. I'm just anointed to help him out. Oh yeah. He was brave. He was anointed to help him out. Now look, they had a giant of a problem, didn't they? Yes, it was real. Say yes. Yes, it was bigger. Yes, they could conquer. Yes, they needed a breaker anointing. When David walked into the camp and the atmosphere was heavy, laden with fear. But once the camp, while ago, once the camp got together and David came in, can you imagine just one man changed the whole atmosphere? One man. Now let me tell you about it. Once the gate was open, David knew he could walk through and change everything. You know why he knew? Because seven times a day, he picked up his guitar and he began to praise God. Seven times a day, he said, it's time to praise God, sheep. On the job site, I beg your pardon, he would pick up his guitar and he would strum and he'd begin to praise God and he'd begin to get impressed in God's presence. Seven is the number of perfection. He was having a perfect day. Because you know what the Bible says? The steps of a righteous man get brighter and brighter as unto a perfect day. A perfect day. David was about to have a perfect day. If you slew a giant, it'd kind of be a hot day, wouldn't it? Attaboy day. It was a perfect day. It was a perfect day. Yes, he did. Now, listen. No wonder we don't have breakthrough. We don't have boldness. None of us sitting here would have walked in there. Even if we do worship one time a week, two times a week. But see, getting in God's presence changes you into a different person. Because you take off who you are and put on who He is. You understand me? And you become Him. And so the anointing is on you. So nothing is fearful. You are not afraid. I'm standing right here, right now, in boldness and in the anointing. Because my flesh would rather be sitting where you are. Truth, ain't it, brother? Truthfully, we work hard up here. We work hard to get people into God's presence. And by golly, you know what? They don't see the importance of it. See, he was a praiser. He praised God. He knew what got into the gates. Because you enter the gates with thanksgiving. And you enter the courts with praise. He knew he done got in there. The gates was open when he got there. Okay, fellas, give him to me. I'm going to chop him up and piece him out. He was going to divide it. Go, hey, no problem. Did he do it? Yes, he did. He did do it. Listen. David didn't have the look of success. He didn't come up in a Hummer with an army with him. And look like, what's his name? Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Rambo. He didn't look like Rambo. He didn't look like that. He comes up with pizza. He comes up with pizza and he lays it down and he says, what's going on? But he walks in there and he has a boldness on him that you and I need to have. When we're facing every situation, them bad habits, them problems, them situations, we ought to have a boldness to stand up to it and say, I'll not have that again. I'll not talk doubt and unbelief again. I'll speak faith. Because I worship the God of the heavens and I worship the creator of the earth. And I know if I worship him, I get in his presence. He will open up the gates. He will stir the waters. He will set the clouds in order. And my life will be what he has called it to be. Yes, sir. And yet some people cannot even open their mouth. To praise him. Listen, Dave was about to have one of the greatest experiences he could ever have. He said, hey, I can handle this. He looked at the situation, and instead of staying in fear like everybody else was, you see, they were held captive. They were held captive. Now let me tell you something, church.
Come on now.
If we stay in this mode and do not advance, we will be held captive by fear to move forward.
Come on.
That army, David knew, they ain't going to do another thing if somebody don't do something about this situation.
Right.
David knew that. I know that.
Yeah. Come on.
Now, I might have to run through the troops and loop over the wall.
Right.
But I ain't as scared to do it.
Come on.
I ain't as scared to do it. See, now let me tell you about boldness. Boldness agitates most people. Most people don't like Miss Pam. She's bold. She agitates me. She agitates me with her boldness. They're uncomfortable. And then on the other hand, you're uncomfortable because you're not bold. Bold. But boldness comes through knowing truth and standing on truth. And letting it work in you. And it works through you. And it makes you, it gives you backbone like you never had before. Do you think I'm just bold on my own? No. But I've had hours of Him. Hours of Him. Hours of Him. Hours of Him. And it gives me a boldness to stand up to every problem in life. Look, let me tell you something. David didn't look like success. Success is not what you wear. Success is what you are. I am success. I am success. I look successful because I am successful. If I had on a t-shirt and shorts and tennis shoes, I would still look successful tonight. Because I am success. Now, the reason I am is because I'm bold enough to step out on fear and say, I am success.
Yeah.
See, some of y'all can't even get unction enough to look in the mirror and say, Hey! Hey! I told you, they're coming up. Look out for them. Look out for them. They ain't scared when they get on something with a cause. They ain't scared. They're brave. Look at Joseph. He's done told the Marines, I'm coming. Hurry up and get me. I got to get out of here. I got to get out there and do something. He's not afraid. He's not afraid. He's bold. He's bold. I am success. Can you say it?
I am success.
Some of you couldn't say it. I know you couldn't. You're afraid of it. You're afraid to say it. You're afraid to say it. You're afraid to become it. What would happen if I... comes success.
A lot.
A lot, yeah. What happened? I have a real good job. I have lots of money. I don't know what to do with it. I have a new house, a new car. I have new friends. Uh-oh. Yeah. Huh? That's right. Uh-oh. But that's a boldness. It's a boldness that's got to come up in folks. And you gotta be bold about who you want to be and who God says you can be. You got to quit whining and crying. You ever seen the story? The whine, 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 whine. That's all you hear. You get whining and crying and get up and be bold and say who you are and what you have and what God's doing for you. Let me tell you something about Mary Whitworth-Edda. Every one of her kids died. She lost every one of her kids. And she was going around healing everybody else. Now, do you think for 1 minute she didn't have a reason? That's not whining. I don't want to do that. It ain't working. Huh? But she was bold enough to hit cities everywhere. Bold. Bold. I started reading her book several years ago one night. And I started at night. I should have never done that. I didn't sleep all night. I read the whole thing. It was awesome. It was awesome. But that was back in the day. Where are they today? Where are the Davids today? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Now, let's look at this. He looked at the situation and said, they're going to stay in here forever. Somebody don't do something about this. So David said, I'll advance them. He said, I'll advance them. He said, I'll move them up. He said, I'll make some movement. I'll give them the process. I'll show them that change is fixing to happen. Because when wind blows, change is fixing to happen. Yeah. Things are going to get in chaos. Things are going to get out of order because the wind's going to blow. You better be bold. You better be bold. He didn't know what the outcome was going to be. He went through knowing that God was opening his gate. He was bold as a lion. Some of us face things that we can't even work up a cat's meow. That's the truth. We face things and we, oh. I'm not talking to anybody today. Y'all know it's true? Uh-huh, come on now. I'm not talking to anybody today. I got these problems. I got problems. And then we'll say, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. But it's a problem. Instead of being bold and standing up saying, I don't care. I see the situation, but it's going to change. I believe there's change coming. I'm going to move in to an atmosphere where God's presence is, and change is coming on the situation. Isn't that not right? You need to get off your fear and stand up and praise and give God praise. How many of y'all praise Him 7 times a day? Praise Him 7 times a day. We praise Him. I think I do it on Wednesday night, Miss Pam. I think I do it on Sunday. And in the car sometime on the radio when I'm not listening to... I'll praise Him. But I'm talking about really praising God, giving Him some praise. I'm talking about getting up and opening up this Word and saying the Psalms. I'm talking about saying it over and over. I'm talking about when you go in the bathroom and everything's going bad. Open it up and say the Psalms. Open up the Word of God and praise Him. You ain't got to be the greatest musician or singer in the whole world.
Amen.
Who said David could carry a tune? We don't know. But he sang. He sang God's praises 7 times a day. You can find that in Psalm, I think, 119 somewhere. But he had something on him. He had something on him. It was anointing. It was boldness. And number two, he had a force of strength and might. We're just not strong enough. We would do this, but we're just not strong enough. Strength and might are two attributes that flood the atmosphere when you get in God's presence. And I'll read you some scripture in just a second. Strength and might are released deep in the hearts of men and women and gives us supernatural ability to conquer anything that is impossible. Whatever it is. Addictions, insecurities, poverty, sickness. It gives us the ability to conquer the impossible. Say, I can conquer the impossible. Believe me, you can. You can. Strength and might come when we usher the breaker anointing out, allowing His presence to go before us, and we give Him glory due His name, and we do it through our worship and praise, and we praise God all the way through.
Yes.
Psalm 29:1. It says, given, you don't have to turn there. I'll read it to you. You might have to move. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. That just told me who I was.
Yeah.
Read that Bible that way. Give unto the Lord. That make you give more. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty.
Yeah.
Give unto the Lord glory and strength. See, what you give, you get back.
Yeah.
Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. He talks about all the things you're supposed to put on. And he says, and above all else, be strong.
Yeah.
Be strong in the power of might. Now, the Hebrew word for strength is power, wealth,
right.
Property,
on,
capability, valiant, influential, upper class. Ooh, that just moved you somewhere, didn't it? If I have the strength on me, then I have power,
right.
Wealth,
yeah.
Property, capability, valiant, influential, and I'm upper class.
Right.
Does that sound like you?
Yeah.
That's success.
Success.
By the world's looking at it, that's a successful person.
Yeah.
Now, the first word, power, the ability to affect or produce something. The second word that means strength is wealth. It shows wealth and it means to demonstrate one's ability to attract wealth. Wealth is attracted to strongness. Wealth is attracted to power. Wealth is not attracted to weakness. Wealth is attracted to your abilities. Wealth is attracted to you when you're strong and you're mighty. It comes to you.
Yeah.
An employee will look at you and say, get somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They're weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. They're weak in this area. Or move them to another. But if you show them that you have the breaker anointing on you, and you're empowered with it, that means that you're strong and you have might in you and you have a boldness, they're going to say, now let's move them up to the upper class. Let's give them a promotion. Moving up, because wealth does that for you. Weakness does not attract wealth. If you're wanting the break anointing in your area, you must understand, poor mouthing don't get it. Poor mouthing will not get you possessions. It will get you weakness. It will get you poverty. Because guess what that attracts? And that attracts all them poverty friends. They want to borrow money from you that you ain't got, that you're going to loan to them. And then here they come. And again, instead of giving you friends that say, hey, let's do this together. Can I give to you? And you give back to me. And we give what's going back and forth. Because see, what did it say a while ago? He says, I will give unto the Lord because what? I am anointed. I am mighty. So I can give. So I can give. Remember that? Remember that? Remember it? Remember? Remember, wealth must be on the inside of you before it's manifested on the out. If you don't get wealthy inside, you're not going to show it outside. You can tell that. Let me tell you. It's the truth. And I'm not putting anybody down. But if you got it on the inside, like I said, I could get up here in tennis shoes and shorts and a t-shirt and still look like it. Because you see it in here. You don't see it in this. You see it in here. You see it in me. You see it in other people. You see it. It's a wealth. The wealth of God is inside. Portraying itself, demonstrating itself all over. Wealth has to come from the inside out. It's not manifested outside then in. That's going to make me happy if I get that.
No.
I'm going to be happy if I get that job.
No
you won't.
Right.
You still look like poverty in that job.
Yeah.
It's like I told my class last week, success is not something you wear, it's something you are. It is. It's something you are. It's something you become. And you have to go through things to get there.
Yeah.
That's why in the Bible that you need this anointing. So you can go through.
Yeah.
I get so tired of excuses.
Yeah. Come on now.
That's what's wrong. I'm tired of excuses. And when I read this, I'm tired of excuses of my own self.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I want to move. I want to advance. I want to be in that power. I want to be in that supernatural realm where I can walk in a city at 50,000 miles away. Somebody is having a miracle because I walk in the city. I want to be able to walk in a hospital and when I walk in a room, they get up off the bed.
Hallelujah.
I want to walk in a business and somebody look at me and they say, what should I do? And I say, here it is. Yeah. And their business booms. Yes, I do want to get there. That's where I want to get. But I got to have boldness. I got to have strength. I got to have power. I got to have might on me. Listen, the other word for strength is, the other word for strength is army. It is a force. An army works and performs and functions. And when the word, that means that you have strength and might and strength on you, you work and you function as an army. That means that God's army is with you. It's functioning with you. So you know you've got the strength of heaven with you.
Yes.
Angels are with you.
Yes.
The power of heaven. If you would just understand, you wouldn't believe the situations that I've ever walked through in my life. Walked into. And I knew the strength of God was on me. There was one time this lady called me, and her and her husband was having trouble. And I didn't know he had a gun. She said, will you come over and talk to my husband, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay. I mean, I was just got out of the shower. My hair was soaking wet. I put on unmatching clothes. I didn't know what I was putting on. I just go all the way over there. I was putting, oh, God, da, 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 let the anointing work through me. Let the anointing. I walked in there in that situation, and that man, and he sat down, and he started talking. And we got to talking, and the next thing I know, peace.
Hallelujah.
Peace in the house.
Peace
in the house. But I went boldly.
Yeah.
I went my strength and my power. I've been singing in the shower. Okay. Been praising in the shower. I had strength on me. I had might on me. Might. What is might? Might is the force of strength. Three words, strength, ability. That is what might is. Might is the word. Might acts. Mighty acts. When you say might, what do you think about? Power, strength. So when he said it was strength and might. Listen, we display the strength and might and boldness and we go into battle and we go into every situation because the gates have been opened and I have the strength and the power to go through. Listen. Supernatural actions will take place and avail on your part if you'll get this in your system and in your strength and in your mind and inside of you. Listen. The third thing will be the force of the Holy Zone. The place where amazing things happen. In this place. Remember, who comes through the gates? Who came through the gates? What's the last thing I told you? King.
Yeah.
The King of Glory comes through. Who is the King of Glory?
Jesus.
Lord God, strong and mighty. Yes, He is. He kings. He's coming through the gates. If the King comes through the gates, there's power. There's authority.
Yeah, Lord.
Everything that is not of the kingdom must bow.
Yeah.
Because the King has come through. I said everything that not is in your problem and in your situation with the big guy problem.
Yeah.
Everything in there. Everything that is in there has to bow.
Oh.
Has to bow. Why? The King is... The King is coming through the gate. You know, that's what they used to do. That's where that scripture comes from. They'd stand there and holler, who is the King of Glory? And they'd holler back, the Lord God Almighty. And they'd holler, who is the King? And they'd holler back. Again and again and again. The King is coming through the gates. He's going to have to bow to your situation. He's going to have to bow to your problems. Every person in his way is going to have to bow because the King is coming through.
Yeah.
Coming through. That's the Holy Zone.
Yeah.
So it's halal, halal, hallowed, hallowed. Bowing. That's the Holy Zone. That's the Holy Zone. Everything that is not of the kingdom must bow in the name. At the atmosphere, it will be filled with the sonic boom of spiritual glory, intensified with perpetual waves of continuous wars of blessings and power.
Yeah.
His voice is striking the earth. The voice of God is thunder.
Yeah.
It hasn't been striking this earth. Lightning is the light of God. It strikes. It brings light. Let me tell you what lightning does. Miss Linda told me. Lightning, when it strikes the ground or strikes in the air, nitrogen is released and everything gets greener and brighter and all better. So when God's light, that's what he does, he comes down and he strikes the earth. So in your situation, if he speaks, he thunders and speaks, and then he lets lightning strike into your life, he puts light on your situation, brings life to it. Where it's dead. Where death reigned and things were awful at, he brings light. When there was dead leaves on your tree, there brings life now. It looks greener. You look happier. You look better. Hey. Looking good. That's what happens when his voice is speaking, when lightning is striking in your life. Let me read this to you. In Psalm 29, this is what David said, the breakthrough psalm, y'all. He said, give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory due his name. Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. What are you made up of? How much? How much? How much? How much percentage are we made of water? 70? Who said it? Go. Okay. 70. That's what I taught them. We're 70% water. The voice of the Lord speaks over the waters. So if you're speaking positive things, you're speaking praise, guess what? Your waters are stirring.
Yeah.
Your water, exactly, did I not show y'all? Where Dr. Emoto took water and he spoke to it and the water crystallized. And then they come back and would play or speak negative things over it and it get all muddy and ugly. Remember that? Get all muddy and nasty. Huh? Right. And then when they speak over it, it get like that. You are 70% water. Speak over your life. Speak power and might to your life. God didn't just put water in you for a reason. He put it in there for a cause.
Yeah.
Now listen. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Saran like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. And it strips the forest bare. And in his temple everyone says glory. The Lord sat on the enthroned at the flood. And the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with your favorite word, peace. Peace.
Glory.
Power and peace.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to close. Breakthrough, the breaker anointing is, it breaks, it shakes, it sets a fire, it gives birth. Did I not just read you all that? That's why breaking through to God's presence is all about. Change is going to happen. Revelations 4:1, you said it a while ago. I heard a voice like a trumpet, like a prophet, calling me to come up here. He said, I must show you what takes place after this. You cannot come up here until you come up. You gotta get up, you gotta get out, and you gotta go through to breakthrough. I'll say it again. You gotta get up, you gotta go out, and you gotta go through to have your breakthrough. Hate to tell you that, but you do. You can't sit quietly in Abundant Life Faith favorite chair. You can't just sit there and say, I'm going to have a breakthrough. It's coming. Breakthrough's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Uh-huh. Pastor Mike said it's coming. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jeff said it was coming. Even Jerry, he... He said it was coming. But you can't. You got to get up. You have got to get up, get out, and go through. Is it going to be easy? No. Was it easy for David?
No.
Listen. Listen, this is what I've got to tell y'all this. Listen, it wasn't his physical strength that threw that rock and made that boom. Do you think for 1 minute he was that strong? It was the strength and the might that he had in God inside of him that has picked that rock up when it started in the air. The supernatural got on and said, boom. Huh? Huh? Say that again. Say it again. He had to pick up the rock and sling it. He had to do something. He had to go out and do something. You can't. You got to get up and get up in God's zone, in His now time. But you got to move into a time zone. You got to get in with God. Don't sit there and wait 10 years. You got to get out. Get out of some of your old routines. Stop complaining. Stop negative sound bites and download with God. I'll say that again. Stop negative sound bites and download some of God in you. Speak His truth. Let God out. Let the lion roar. Roar. And then go through. You will have to go through the storms. You'll have to go through the trials. You'll have to go through struggles of life. Don't stand at the gate shaking like a leaf. I can't do this. I can't go through. Yes, you can. What if David had done that? Oh, here's your pizza. No. So where is this, what do you call it, uncircumcised fella defiling the armies of God? Mm-hmm. That's what he said. You got to go through it. Just like David, he had a cause. He had a purpose. There's a cause and a purpose in each one of you. God is developing it. Go through it. Go through it. Every time there's a trial or struggle, don't hate it. Say now, where is my strength? Where is my might? Here is my boldness, O Lord. I'll go. And then put the anointing of God on you and the word of God on you and go through. Because the gates have been opened and the King of Glory has come through. And them things are going to bow to you. Amen. Yes, they will. They will bow to you. They will bow to you. I'll go through in the name of the Lord. I'll pick up my tools that God has given me and I'll put them in my hand and I'll go to work for Him and I'll make a move. He moved into the supernatural and he broke out of the norm. That's what David did. He conquered the problem with just one sound. Thump. 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 And y'all scared. And we, I opened the mail today and what you looking at? Nothing. Don't let the husband know. Nothing. And you still say, this is a bill that is already paid. I have the tools inside of me and it will get paid. No day later than it says on the bill. Paid. 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 Say, I'm bold.
I'm bold.
I've got strength.
I've got strength.
I got might.
I've got might.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I can get up.
I can
get out and I can go through. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Hey, come on, praise. church. It's time for you to get up and go through your gate.
Yes.
With boldness and strength and power.
Yeah.
Roar like a lion.
Oh.
Amen. The Lion of Judah roared.
Yeah.
It didn't whimper. Meow. It roars.
Yeah.
It roars. How many of y'all got some bad habits? How many of you need to break our anointing on them things? I want you to put on some music, Brother Harold. Just stick it on there. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to come down here. I want every minister.